and breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
America's unemployment line's a little bit shorter. This morning's report from the Labor Department showing 249,000 people filing first-time jobless claims last week, and that's 5,000 fewer than the week before, and less than the 257,000 or so that most analysts were predicting. The biggest increases in claims were in Michigan, Oregon, Kentucky, Maryland, and Montana. The sharpest declines in New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, and the state of California.
You know, there's 187 billion or so reasons to continue the VA as it is. That's the annual budget.
That's a VA whistleblower, Brandon Coleman, commenting on a new report that shows veterans are still dying as they wait for appointments at the Phoenix, Arizona VA healthcare system. Coleman says he thinks the heads of the system should be held accountable.
Sloan Gibson and Secretary McDonald preach accountability across the United States, but my question is where's the accountability all the way to the top? This IG report came out recently, happened on their watch.
The new report from the VA Inspector General's office stating 215 patients died last year waiting for treatment, and it also says the people responsible for scheduling the appointments are apparently confused about scheduling policies, as nearly a quarter of the specialty appointments were inappropriately canceled. And U.S. Marine Sergeant John Peck is recovering after getting a double arm transplant in Boston after losing his arms in Afghanistan in 2010. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Yeah.
Good morning. At 11:02, 11:03, just changed. It's 58 degrees. And once again, I'd like to point out that I thought the hurricane out to sea. Sorry, everybody down in the south. But I could not have it hurricane this Saturday. And it is not going to.
How do you know?
It's not going to.
You know for sure this?
Mm-hmm. So this afternoon is going to be sunny, high of 71. Thursday, sunny, high of 76. Friday, high of 76. Saturday, only a 30% chance of showers with a high of 58.
We'd like to dedicate this number to the lads on Boxing Day at 3 o'clock at home to Brighton.
Where are you going with this? Is my microphone on?
It is. Be careful what you say.
All right, this is a song.
So are you sure it's not going
to
rain?
I'm sure it's going to light rain.
Here we go.
Light rain on Saturday and Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
I find that hard to believe. Oh, you did play this song.
I did play this song.
Good morning, welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Huntington County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Huntington County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Huntington County. On today's show, we'd like to thank all the local businesses who participated in our discounts with your library card promotion. This was actually written last week, Jennifer. It says you actually still have 2 days left to save.
You know.
So this is outdated, obviously. So thank you to all those businesses The Friends of HCL Tricky Tray, this is still timely, is coming up this Saturday. We'll give you all the details about this exciting fundraiser. Jennifer just ate 4 cans of alphabet soup. In a few hours, she's expecting quite a vowel movement. The HCL photo show is currently on display at the Hunterdon County Library. We had a wide array of fall programs to tell you about. Entries are now being accepted for our annual gingerbread competition and much more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
So back to this hurricane real quick. It's about to wallop the southeastern United States, and they really know where it's going to go after that.
Yep. It's not coming up this weekend. It may come up next weekend. It's not coming up this weekend.
Okay. So Jennifer, as you may or may not know, is on the cusp of a vacation here. That's why she was worried about the hurricane. How long are you going to be off, Jennifer?
10 days.
10 days? I'm like alerting all the criminals in the area that Jennifer is going to... Oh, but you're not going to be away.
No.
You're taking 10 days off?
Mm-hmm. I'm taking 6 days from work and then 2 weekends.
Wow. Must be nice to be the assistant director of the library. So do you have any plans for your vacation? Anything?
I'm getting my
Anything
sink fixed.
Besides getting your sink fixed.
I hear I'm having a surprise birthday party.
Okay, that's very good. Jennifer's birthday is this Saturday, by the way, so... not too late to run out and get her something and drop it off on her doorstep, I don't know, or bring it by the library.
Yes. I decided I'm going to buy a book each day of my birthday week.
Really? Like a tangible book or like an online book?
No, I don't buy online books.
See, is that really promoting the library, Jennifer? How about you borrow a book every day?
Well, because right now I have... no less than 25 books borrowed from the library.
Okay. Not surprising. So do you have this book, a list of books already? Is one of the books Bruce Springsteen's A New Autobiography, Born to Run?
It isn't, but can I tell you? I told you, but I'm going to... My cousin went to Freehold and got to see him. And
Lucky.
He stood online, and he had pictures taken with him. But he wasn't... The books were pre-signed.
Right.
They weren't inscribed.
Yes,
but he did.
Man's only
photo.
Human, Jennifer.
I know. But he did pose for photos, and he did show up an hour and a half early and take pictures. And then the people whose pictures were ruined because the press was taking so many pictures, he retook those pictures. So.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. So I'm really happy for him because David lives in Farmingdale in Monmouth County. And, you know, there's always like, oh, there's a big sound check at this bar. I bet Bruce is coming tonight. And he's always been, like, trying to chase after him.
And does he live in Freehold?
He lives in Farmingdale.
Okay. Very good.
So, I'm not buying Bruce Springsteen's book.
All right, Jennifer, I mentioned at the top of the show that actually, we'll talk about this after the break. Let's talk about our programs coming up this week first, shall we? We have a program tonight at the North County Branch Library. The South Highlands Group of the Sierra Club is meeting tonight to talk about being river-friendly in Clinton. Rain gardens, rain barrels, and much more, Jennifer. So with this storm, we could have maybe saved some rain, but since you drove it away...
We do need
the
rain.
You summoned the storm out of the mid-Atlantic, and then you just shoot it away.
We do need the rain. It can rain next weekend.
Okay. But what's going on this weekend that you don't want it to rain? There's something going on.
My birthday.
Isn't that indoors?
No.
Your birthday is outdoors?
Yes.
The surprise party is going to be outside?
No, the surprise party is Friday night.
Oh.
I want to go to the city this weekend.
Oh, okay. You didn't say anything about the city.
I want to go to the city this weekend.
Okay. New York City?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's lots of cities in this great nation of ours, Jennifer. Could be Philly. You're not a big Philly fan, huh?
Philly's not the city.
It's not the city. It is a city.
It's not the city.
According to people in Pennsylvania, it probably is the city.
It is, and it's really annoying when I talk to people from Pennsylvania and I talk about the city and they don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, you are so condescending sometimes. Okay, back to being river-friendly in Clinton, Jennifer. How did we get on New York City? So if you want to talk about how you can preserve rainwater, etc., and help the old Raritan River that flows right through Clinton, stop by the Sierra Club meeting tonight. It's a meet and greet. There'll be refreshments, of course. It starts at 7 p.m. tonight at the North County Branch Library. Then this Saturday, staying on that... Save the Environment theme, Jennifer. If you want to understand global warming and how it affects us, stop by the North County Branch Library this Saturday at 1 p.m. Energy expert Robert Tesoro will talk about all the considerable misinformation and uncertainty concerning global warming. Are you a global warming? Do you believe in global warming, or you don't think you think it's exaggerated?
Not in, say, February and March. I don't.
Well, you can't think short term, Jennifer. 1,000 years is not even the blink of an eye for the globe.
It does start. Please, things like that freak me out. I cannot look. I can look at the stars, know what the constellations are, know the mythology behind it. I do not want to think how old they are.
So you don't believe in global warming? Fascinating.
I'm not saying I don't believe in global warming.
What are you saying?
I was being funny by saying I don't believe in it in February and March.
Okay. That was mildly funny.
Wait, can we talk about what else is going on the 8th, or do you want to talk about that much later as a...
Let's talk. And also a big event I mentioned at the top of the show, the Trick or Treat fundraiser, but let's talk about that in length.
Okay.
Let's just get these other programs off the board right now. We'll go to our first commercial break, and then we'll really dive into the meat of the matter here, Jennifer.
Okay.
Next Tuesday, October 11th, also at the North County Branch Library, WordPress monthly meetup. WordPress is a great open source development platform which is quickly gaining momentum and popularity. Is it really still, Jennifer, or is this outdated?
I don't know
what WordPress is.
It's kind of like Blogspot.
Oh, okay.
It's a way to do.
Maybe I should attend this. So if you have any interest in WordPress at all, then the place to be is next Tuesday, October 11th at the North County Library at 7 p.m. This is a drop-in event. No reservations are required. Of course, all the programs that I'm talking about today are available to view on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Just click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner, and all the flyers from all these programs, and there's a lot more than Jennifer and I are even going to mention today. There's definitely something there to interest you, so check it out for sure, hclibrary.us.
We have two more programs.
I mean, you're online right now. It's one. Just open up another window on your computer.
We have two more programs on Tuesday night as well. It's a busy night at the library.
Two more programs on the same night?
On the same night. North County Branch in the Grandin Room, the upstairs smaller meeting room.
We're competing against ourselves here, aren't we?
We are. Nobody listens to me, though. Our book group will be meeting.
Ooh.
The North County Book Group, The Nightingale by Kristen Hanna. When a Nazi captain requisitions Vivian's home, she and her daughter must live with the enemy or lose everything.
Does she have a romantic involvement with them?
I would imagine so.
Really?
And at the headquarters library, the Italian American Heritage Club is sponsoring Italian movie night. They will be showing The Golden Door.
What's that about?
Salvatore, a Sicilian villager, decides to leave his homeland and emigrate to America with his two sons. They and their fellow travelers face a new challenging journey to what they believe is the land of milk and honey, but face a number of new challenges, a humiliating examination at Ellis Island, and abandoning their old lives and ways as they struggle to assimilate in a massive New York City that is now their home. And a lot of people don't realize that almost every immigrant group has gone through some form of prejudice at one time. In New York City, there were signs, no Italians need apply, and then it was no Irish need apply, and then...
Depending on what part of the city you were in, I'm assuming, Jennifer.
Yeah. Or what portion... So this is at 6 o'clock on the 11th, and the Italian American Club, its Heritage Club, has opened it up to all patrons of the library. They will be providing light refreshments, and there will be somebody there after the program, after the movie is finished, to talk about it and to answer some questions.
That's very nice. I think we have a pretty large Italian population in Hunter County, don't we?
I think so. My husband's Sicilian.
We had that Italian tenor member last year or two years
Mario
ago.
Mario Rossetti?
Yeah. And there were some Italian-speaking patrons that came to that show that he spoke Italian to.
Very nice.
All right. And then finally, next Wednesday, October 12th, our first concert at HCL in October, AC Steel and the Galvanizers. This group is a very popular blues band. They put out many CDs, and they'll be presenting an evening of blues-based music, tracing the blues from semi-acoustic Delta style to modern electric blues. This group is actually friends with our library director, Mark Titus, who may or may not, I think probably did, perform with them at one time.
He did. He's going to be there, right? Maybe he'll sit in.
Oh, really? Is that the plan?
I don't know.
I think for the heads up on that one. Okay, so this is AC Steel and Galvanizers, Wednesday, October 12th at 7 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. All our programs are free and open to the public. And once again, for more information, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and then click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner. We ask that you reserve seats just in case the program gets canceled, and we can tell you that don't show up because Jennifer summoned a hurricane from the Atlantic or something along those lines.
And on that note, we are going to go to our first commercial break.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm joined by Jennifer Winberry. It's time for Today in History. It's time every week I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date, which is October 6th, in years past. I also have a couple people who were born on this date, Jennifer. Unfortunately, I have no one who died on this date. I actually don't have much at all today. Do you have any trivia for me today over there? Nothing for me to look forward to? Okay. Moving. Let's start off with 1683, Jennifer. See how I can form this into a question. What? In 1683, immigrant families founded what town in the colony of Pennsylvania, marking the first major immigration of these people to America?
Germantown.
Very good. How did you know that?
Just from.
I thought you were going to be stumped because I couldn't use the word German anywhere.
Because that's the. I know there's a large German population.
Where is Germantown?
Isn't it like in.
Is it part of Philly?
Is it in Berks County? It's kind of. It, or is it in that surrounding area of Berks County?
Well, not in Berks, I don't think. That's where Kutztown is.
Yeah.
It's not or a part. It's not part of the city?
Lancaster County? I don't know.
How I said the city, Jennifer? Not referring to New York City?
The lowercase letter.
Okay, 1723, Jennifer. Who arrived in Philadelphia at the age of 17?
Who arrived in Philadelphia? Is it a human being?
Yes. What do you think? It was a hurricane or something?
No.
Who arrived in Philadelphia at the age of 17 and proceeded to make history? Lived there the rest of his life, made history?
Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin is correct, Jennifer. Don't doubt yourself. You are correct. Benjamin Franklin at 17. And boy, did he make a... That's another fascinating character. That's one of the people, Jennifer. They have. They say if you wanted to have a dinner party with people and put them around the table, that's one of them.
You think?
For me. Yes. Abraham Lincoln, of course, would be another one for me. Bruce Springsteen would be another one for me. What about you? That's three. I just named three my dinner party.
Ellen Sirleaf Johnson.
Who the heck is that?
She's the president, first female president of Liberia, and she won a Nobel Peace Prize a few years ago.
Is she still alive?
Yeah. I read a biography of her, This Child Shall Be Great, maybe going back 6 years, and it was really fascinating. And there's a new biography and like an update.
What's the name again?
Ellen,
I'll have to look around.
Ellen Johnson Sirleaf.
Very good. She came right to the top of your head. All right, who else?
I would love Lindsay Buck. Does it have to be dead? Can it be like people who have already died?
I had Benjamin Franklin and Abraham Lincoln in my agenda.
Lindsay Boggs, she was the first woman elected to Congress. She took her husband's seat after he died. And she's the mother of Cokie Roberts and Barbara Sigmund, who was the mayor of Princeton for many years.
Okay.
And her biography, Washington Through the Purple Veil, was just
okay,
amazing.
And you have to have one entertainer. That's my rule.
One entertainer.
Since I had two political people, too, and an entertainer.
I make the rules
as I go, Jennifer.
Let me just say, I am surprised I picked two women.
Why?
Because I usually prefer the company of men.
That sounds very foreboding.
As a rule.
Why does that sentence scare me?
Who do I hang out with most at the library?
Me?
Yeah. Hello.
So you're going to invite me to your dinner party?
I'll invite you to my dinner party.
Get
out. What
are you, insane?
How about Matt Dolan? Matt Dolan can be my
entertainer. You see me all the time.
Matt Dolan can be my entertainer.
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
Can I be a baseball player?
Yes, Jennifer. Jackie Robinson.
No.
No, why'd you say it like that?
Let me think about an entertainer.
Okay, think about it. What would you serve for dinner?
What would I serve for dinner?
Yeah, what would Searfoss like or whatever that was?
Searleaf. Ellen.
Searleaf. What would Ellen Searleaf like to eat?
I don't know. I made a very nice salad the other day with kale and golden beets.
Oh, don't serve that.
Why not?
Because you want people to linger and hang around for a while.
And there would be definitely good wine.
Wine, okay. Any dessert?
I'm not a huge dessert. Probably, no, fruit. I'm not a huge dessert kind of person.
Okay, moving on, Jennifer. What was founded on this date, October 6th in 1876, is all I'm going to give you. Something that related to our line of work.
The Library of Congress.
No. The American Library Association was founded on this day.
In Chicago.
Don't they send you emails about this stuff?
No.
They don't care? They don't celebrate?
They should, because it's a big anniversary if it was 1876.
Right, it's 150 years?
Yeah.
Is it? Is that math add up?
No, 140 years.
No. So next year you'll get, 10 years you'll get the email. But in 10 years from there, email will be obsolete. You'll be getting, like, to something instantly planted into your brain or something.
Oh, 10 years from now, I plan not to care what the ALA.
I was going to say, the ALA will have, like, a little app in your chip in your brain, and you'll just get it'll just put it right into your memory. You think that will be possible in 10 years?
I hope not.
You think email will be obsolete in 10 years?
I don't think so.
Okay, 1889, Jennifer. What did Thomas Edison do on this date? In 1889.
Did he get a patent?
That's a good guess, but no.
Did he send a... No, that was... What's his name? Make the first phone call? No, that was earlier.
You're on the right track.
I don't know.
He showed his first motion picture. And as we know, maybe that we know, that Thomas Edison dominated the film industry almost in a barbaric way for a long time.
But didn't he, like, steal somebody else's...
He stole everybody's idea. I think he wasn't the great guy everybody thinks he was. But he's from New Jersey, so we got to embrace him, Jennifer. He's one of us. Maybe should we have Thomas Edison at our dinner party? Then we can find out the truth. I think he sounds like a jerk, though. I don't think I want him. He might just ruin the whole evening. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jennifer, 1927. What movie opened on this date? It was the first prominent talkie movie. In 1927.
The Jazz Singer.
The Jazz Singer is correct. Very good. How did you know that?
I just know that.
Were you there at the opening?
Yes, I was. Very well.
Can we tell people how old you are on this birthday?
You may.
How old are you?
You don't know how old I am. If you can figure out how old I am, you can tell me.
You're 46.
Thank you. No.
Older, obviously. 49?
No.
48. Don't need my years. Bring chicken. You're not even 50. You're going to have a big 50th celebration? Am I going to be invited?
I'm having a big 48th celebration.
I know, and I wasn't invited.
It's the first one. It's the first.
You said you wanted me at your dinner party, but I'm not good enough for your surprise parties.
I didn't plan the surprise party. Guess where it'll be? Be there tomorrow night.
The Tilt-A-Kilt?
Yes.
I thought you weren't going back there anymore.
Why?
Because they stopped trivia.
No, I'm not going on Wednesday nights.
Scott, we'll have an important trivia, Flemington trivia announcement next week. Okay. So stay tuned for that.
Okay,
Jennifer, and finally, my last event in 1979. Who becomes the first pontiff to visit the White House? So you should know this. That's all I should give you, since you and your father and your family are probably more religious than anybody I know.
All right. Pope John Paul II.
Correct. Very good. But you were going to say that couldn't be.
No, because I'm still living in Shrewsbury when Pope John Paul I died. And I remember when the Pope before him, Pope Paul, maybe the sixth, died, and it was the top above the fold on the Asbury Park Press. And it was delivered on our front porch, and we came home, and my sister, who was probably only 4 years old at the time, read it, and she read the Roman numeral wrong. And my mother was aghast that she didn't, A, know what our Pope was and what number, and B, she couldn't read Roman numerals. And, like, this I remember.
Very good.
Or that's my memory of it.
And amazing how some memories like that are as vivid as when they happen.
But maybe it was John the 20th.
My brother has a strange talent. My younger brother, he can tell you, like, an event happened, like any event, say, when was it, you know, that Nixon got impeached or something like that. What was the date? He'll go. He knows the date exactly. You know how he knows? Because he goes, I remember because Mickey Mantle hit two home runs that day. He equates it all with Yankee stats or Ranger stats. Or I think Knicks was his team. But with a sports stat. And he knows what else happened on that day by what happened, what something good the Yankees did that year. It's probably a little insane, but he can do it. We'll go, how do you remember that date? Oh, that's because Mariano Rivera had a four-out save and they won the...
Well, how do you remember that happened?
I don't know, Jennifer. I didn't say he was normal. Okay, and then finally, a couple people who were born on this date. 1908, Carol Lombard.
She was an actress. She was Clark Gable's wife.
Very good.
And she was killed in a
crash. The triple. You got the triple there.
Yes.
That's exactly the answer I was
looking for. She was killed in a plane crash when she was going on a USO bond-raising tour.
She was raising war bonds and was killed in a plane crash. And Clark Gable was never the same after that.
Oddly enough, we just talked about this at lunch on Monday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. And I believe the movie she was in was It Happened One Night?
I think so.
Was that with Clark Gable?
I don't remember.
Where they shared a bed, but they had a little sheet down the middle? And I think it won, like, Best Picture. Unbelievable. Oh, by the way. Did you ever see The Philadelphia Story?
Oh, yes.
You must have.
Love The Philadelphia.
You love it.
And I have to say.
I know.
Did you ever see The Young Philadelphians with Brian Keith?
No, don't get off on a Brian Keith tangent.
I thought you were saying that because it's Philadelphia.
No.
It's awesome also. Okay, tell me about
the Philadelphia Story. So we wanted to watch an old movie the other night. So I'd never seen The Philadelphia Story. I hear great things about The Philadelphia Story. It's Jimmy Stewart won the Best Actor. I just thought it was okay, Jennifer. I didn't think some of those movies. You know why those movies hold up? Because people have such fond memories when they first saw them that they just carry them through. If I had watched it when I was younger, I probably would have loved it or still love it. But now that I've watched it this late in life, Jimmy Stewart was overacting like a madman. I thought the story line was thin. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I just didn't find... It was supposed to be... I think for back then, I think it was supposed to be kind of like a zany comedy. Am I correct?
I get you.
And that assumption? It's supposed to be like a comedy, right?
Like Bringing Up Baby.
Right. So, I don't know. I can't recommend Philadelphia Story, though I'm sure it's in our library collection.
It is.
Okay. So, Mike... Whenever this happens, I just say watch it yourself and judge for yourself. But I cannot give it my recommendation. Sorry, Jennifer. But I gave you a reason why. Okay, finally, Jennifer, 1963, this is how few things I could find. Elizabeth Shue was born on this date in 1963.
She's an actress. I couldn't tell you what she's in. You're going to tell me and I'll be like, oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
She was in Cocktail. It was probably her most famous movie. Adventures of Babysitting or something like that.
No.
But then she was in something else that I can't come to mind. But those are the two things. But that's how deep I had to go to find something to talk about with trivia.
Are we not friends? Did you unfriend me on Facebook?
If I didn't, I'll make sure to do it this afternoon.
I was trying to
tag
you.
No, I'm just kidding, Jennifer. Of course I didn't. Why are you saying that?
I'm trying to tag you and I can't.
Tag me on what?
The post I just posted.
About what?
The Philadelphia story is more than okay, James Thatch. Jimmy Stewart was not overacting.
Oh, so you can throw me under the bus on social media? Awesome, Jennifer. Thank you.
I'm hoping Jay will see it.
Jay will agree with me.
No, he won't. Jay never agrees with you. He always agrees with me. Have we lost Kiko forever?
Kiko is going to be very busy here for the next several weeks. Kiko's company is emergency management, so he's heading down south, I think.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Once Matthew wreaks his havoc.
All right, well, stay safe, Kiko.
Yes.
But he hasn't been listening for the last few weeks.
No, yeah, what's this about $8 or something?
Oh, no, it's fine today.
Oh. Was there an issue? Because somebody brought that up to me.
Oh, to you?
Yes.
Yeah, last week, no, 2 weeks ago, we have to apologize for not being here last week.
It was Jennifer's fault.
It was. Well, in the end, it turned out to be. You were collecting photos for the photo show, and I was going to do the show alone, which A, I forgot. But B, I had a pretty heavy cold and could not talk for more than an hour. And also, the office was going to be empty, and it's kind of creepy to be here alone.
It reminds me, by the way, Jennifer, of The Office. For 3 years, if you knew our radio station here, I'm sitting in the back corner, and the door is in the front corner of the room, and there's a trash can that I can barely see. But if I bank a piece of paper off the wall, I could theoretically get it in that trash can. And for 3 years, I've been trying to do it, and I did it today.
Good job, Jim.
Jennifer kind of just downplayed it.
I did not. I didn't know what you were doing.
Okay, Jennifer, we're halfway through our show. Let me just update your weather. Jennifer says Hurricane Matthew is not a threat to New Jersey, but anyone living in the eastern coast of Georgia, Florida, and South Carolina, I believe you have to evacuate. So
they do, yes.
If you're sitting at home in one of those states listening to me right now, get up, get in your car, or run, or get out of there. Don't take the chance. Our weather in New Jersey, though, Jennifer, today we're going to have clear skies and 75 degrees, much of the same for tomorrow. There's a chance of rain on Saturday, though Jennifer says very little chance. So we'll go with Jennifer. And then the rest of the week looks absolutely clear and sunny with temperatures in the upper 60s to 70 degrees. So looks like we're in a nice little weather cycle here, barring any left turns by a hurricane. Did Sandy, did they know that left turn was coming, like at this point?
I think by now most
they would have known.
Saying, yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's fascinating how they can predict the weather. Just scares you how people back before these forecasting tools were available, how people just had no idea they were about to get wild with a hurricane. Right.
That's pretty much it.
That's scary stuff. Okay, we are the Library Show. We have a half hour left before Jim Gano joins us with his show, Taking Care of Business. I want to point out, Jennifer, the first thing on the last half hour of our show, the new exhibits we have at the Huntington County Library, starting with the photography show. October every year for the last 25 years is the month that amateur photographers from around the county show their work in our gallery. And I got to say this year, Jennifer, the quality is incredible. Mm. Have you looked at the photos?
I have.
Way better than years past. I don't know what it was. So, kudos to them for that. So what we do, they'll be on display for the entire month. We invite you to stop by the library at some point and vote for your favorite photograph, because we'll give out a public's choice award to the photograph receiving the most votes. Did you pick a favorite yet?
I haven't, because I was sitting watching them come in, and so I know who some of the people were who brought them in, and I'd feel bad voting for one.
It's anonymous, Jennifer.
I know, but I'd feel like, you know, I'll do it.
I'm not even going to peel back this layer of the onion. Let's just let that one be. Okay, and then we have an award ceremony on Wednesday, October 19th. Anyone's welcome to attend and see who our winners were. We'll have refreshments available. So this is the HGL Amateur Photography Show going on for 25 years at the Huntington County Library, Jennifer. That's a long time.
It is.
I was putting up some Halloween lights last night, actually.
And Excuse me?
Halloween lights.
Where were you putting them up?
In a tree in my house.
So I can drive by your house tomorrow night and see them?
If I'm home, yes.
Oh, you won't plug them in unless you're home?
No, it'd be
What exactly are Halloween lights?
Like little ghosts.
Did you see down on 523 a little further from
what
your
house? Halloween lights? What kind of question?
Further down from your house, there's a man who has like scarecrows and a.
Yeah, I
and
saw
last
that.
Year he had a cauldron in the middle.
That's what's inspired me to say, hey, he's got his up. I'm putting mine up.
I hope he puts the cauldron
Mine's
in
very
the middle.
Little. Did I have like a little graveyard kind of thing set up.
Did you see his last year? There was like a cauldron in the middle of it. It was really cool.
Yes, I believe
I hope he puts the cauldron back.
I'm sure he will, Jennifer. I mean, we don't get any trick-or-treaters anymore, so I really don't need to put up these. But I don't know. Back to my original point of my story, Jennifer. I have one string of lights with these little ghosts. And speaking of 25 years, these lights I figured are 22 years old. I bought them when I first married Lori, and I had Jake and Will. So it was my first Halloween as like a father. So I went out and bought these lights, and they still work. 22 years later.
I don't know. Do you think they're safe?
Hmm?
Do you think they're safe?
Probably not. But they're outside.
So you just burn down the outside?
Burn down a tree or something.
Nice.
I don't know. No, they're hanging from a tree. I think it's okay, Jennifer. Don't worry.
Okay.
I could be wrong. I'm probably jinxing myself right here. So where was I?
I was going to
talk. Oh, yeah, the exhibits. Let me just finish the exhibits.
Oh, yeah, the
and then our other exhibits. We have two other great exhibits in the display cases in the lobby. The Delaware Valley Bead Society has their display.
Oh, my gosh. They are incredible.
Right. They are incredible. And it is an added bonus. Three Saturdays in October, they're going to be coming in and doing demonstrations. So make sure to stop by the library one of the Saturdays. I know this Saturday is one of them, the date of the Tricky Tray, which we'll talk about shortly. And to do demonstrations, but definitely stop by and see that exhibit. And if that wasn't enough, Jennifer, in the CD area cases, I wish they weren't hidden so badly back there because it's a great display. The brushing violets, they paint pictures on different surfaces. It's not just on canvases. Yes.
Two things. One, there's a post on the library's Facebook page about them. Somebody took pictures, so they have been advertised, so they are on there. But why don't we make a little make a little poster and put it in the lobby, like don't miss.
Exactly, I will do that. I should have done that
like,
already.
Don't miss the
good call there, Jennifer.
Thanks.
So yes, yeah, so they have. I mean, a lot of things like holiday type stuff that you would buy for your house and put it up at the holidays. It's an excellent display, and they're very talented. So we have three great displays. So. All the other stuff we go on the Huntington County Library, just to come in and see the exhibits this month, you've got to do it.
I have to say, the last two Saturdays I worked, there's been so much going on at the library. The Lego Club, the robotics club from the high school has been meeting there. Saturday the 17th, the bookmobile went out to the Raritan Township Community Day. Last week we had
I know.
300th
Fall
community.
Is like our most bustling time of year, wouldn't you think?
It really is. There's a lot of things going on.
We do. All the way up through the end of the year. I mean, we've really kicked it into gear. And this is including the photo show and the gingerbread competition, all the concerts and speakers, all the children's programs. Too many things to mention. All the exhibits. Everything, Jennifer. It's a fun place to be this time of year. I don't know about the other times of the year, but no, I'm just
kidding.
It's
always a fun place to be.
kidding. Okay, Jennifer, you were going to mention something.
I'm going to mention two things. First, you want a library thing or a community thing first?
Library, of course.
Say that again because I had your thing done.
Library, of course.
I had your mic down so that you could cough.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The Jim Thatch October bookmark is out, and it is orange for Halloween, and there are 7 different Halloween scenes in it.
There's
a haunted house, a jack-o'-lantern, some ghosts, a spider, some owls, a scary cat, and a witch flying over a graveyard. I forgot to tell you, but next year I want you to hide my birthday in here.
Okay.
I forgot I wanted you to do it.
Which is the date, you mean, the number?
Or happy birthday or general, something. I want to be hidden in your October bookmark.
You got it, Jenna, just for you.
Thanks, Jim. You've hidden other people's stuff in there.
If somebody gives me an idea, I'll hide their name in there sometime if I can do it.
I just gave it to you.
Okay. You got it, Jennifer.
But I'm having trouble finding HCLs this time.
There's only one.
I see.
And you found the Big October?
Yes. It's kind of cool, actually. It's like the... Can I say what it is? I think what it is.
What?
I think it's the orange. I think it's the obverse of the picture.
It's the negative space.
The negative space.
Spells the word, Jennifer. Correct. Very good.
Thank you. HCL I've only found in the spider web.
That's the only one.
That's unfinished.
Yes.
Okay.
More of just a decorative kind of, you know, you can hang, put that in your house to celebrate the month, right? It's very festive for the October.
Oh, thank you for remembering. I have a, your mother probably had these when you were growing up, a linen dish towel that had the calendar on it for the year. Did you ever see, have you ever seen one of these?
Yes.
You hang them in, my mother gave me one from the year I was born.
Oh.
And every October I hang it up in the kitchen and I forgot to do it this year.
That's nice.
I'll have to do it when I go home tonight.
Very nice.
Yeah, it has a rooster on it. I'm very fond of roosters.
Okay, what's our community
news? Our community thing. I saw it when we were coming in on a flyer, and then he just posted it on Facebook. DJ Wright, who was very active in the bid, and he owns Wright Ford, Wright Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
Okay.
Have you ever met DJ?
No.
He's a great guy. He's a really young guy. He's very enthusiastic. He's been announced that he's the 2016 Flemington Hands Across 100 Award for service to the community. And he will be honored at the Town Crawl Cuisine, Culture, and Camaraderie Monday, October 17th at 5:30. Join us as we stroll through the town from one venue to the other for appetizers, dinner, and dessert. Support 100 and Helplines free programs and services. Appetizers will be at Orvieto, dinner at 55 Main, art and dessert at the Italian Bakery and Espresso Bar, and I can't see...
Are everybody invited to this?
Well, you can buy tickets for it.
Okay.
For more information, call 100 and Helpline, 782-4357. But I do want to congratulate DJ, because he's...
And I have a lot of respect for people that work in his line of business, because I couldn't do it. Being around people in mourning all the time, how can somebody... And you said he's a very upbeat guy.
How can you,
I don't know how that doesn't just drive you into the ground.
I don't know, and I do have to say, but we're very lucky in this town. Both funeral homes in Flemington, the employees are they're outstanding.
They are.
They really. I mean, I don't want to say I enjoy going to funerals.
Rob Bogart, another great guy, and I don't know how they do it.
Rob spent hours telling me stories about an elderly priest I knew who knew his grandfather, and they were both characters. And he just, like, regaled me with stories while other stuff was going on. And he's just the really...
One more quick news. The 100 and Land Trust is having their farm-to-table dinner this Sunday. I think tickets are sold out. And how does this apply to the library, Jennifer? They're auctioning off items. And one of the items they're auctioning off is an original piece of artwork of the DeVore Farm that was donated generously.
And if you have the September bookmark, you can get an idea of what it looks like.
Yes, but this the picture is much better than the bookmark, which is so-so. By the way, bookmark, one more bookmark-related comment. Next month, Jennifer, November's bookmark will be number 350.
Wow. Are you going to include that?
In the line. I probably should. I haven't decided what I've done for November yet, but... We'll cross that bridge when we come to it, Jennifer. Okay, I think it's time to talk about Tricky Trade. Do we got to go to commercial first?
We do, but so I'm going to make one more comment about one of our former listeners, Jay, who, as you mentioned, in the fall, we start to really gear up at the library, and we have loads of things going on. And one of our favorite things is promoting the holidays at the library and having lots of festive.
Okay.
And all the music. And you have a friend, and I have a loyal fan who's no longer listening, Jay Torquio. And Jay, like, it's never too early to listen for Christmas songs to Jay. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Well, he just said October 5th for a Christmas commercial is too early even for me. So I would like to say he's losing his touch, and I am very disappointed.
Mm, it's not too early.
I'm very concerned about him. Jay,
do the department stores have Christmas stuff up yet?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been
there. Kohl's is, like, covered.
Is it really?
Yeah. Jay, if you're listening, help is on its way. Don't worry about it. All right, yeah, we'll talk about the Tricky Tray when we come back right after this.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry with Jim Thatch, and Jim Gano will be in a few short minutes to take care of business.
Tricky Tray Basket Raffle is this Saturday, October 8th, at the Hunterton County Library. You're not going to want to miss this one. Trust me. So what is it? I'll explain everything to you. The doors open at 9:30 a.m. this Saturday at the Hunterton County Library. So what you do, you show up. Can you still pre-order tickets, Jennifer?
No. September 30th was the last day.
Okay. So you show up. You buy tickets at the door. There's three levels of prizes. There's level one, where baskets are valued up to $50, and the tickets are a little cheaper. Level two, baskets are valued up to $170, and then level three, where baskets are over $170. So you buy your tickets, and then you walk around, look at the baskets, see which ones you want, and you drop tickets into the baskets that you want. You drop more tickets into a basket that you want more to give yourself a better chance, because it is a raffle, and they will be drawing the names at 2:30 that day. So you have several hours to browse around, pick your baskets, maybe go out and get some lunch or hang around the library, see the exhibits, and then come back and listen, and hopefully your name will be one of the names drawn, Jennifer. They have a lot of great prizes. Let me just mention a few here. They have a long list of local businesses, etc., that have donated prizes. Next year I'm going to donate a picture to this. I didn't have time to do this year. It's kind of happened quick, but next year I'm going to offer an original piece of artwork.
They just got another one earlier this week. They got from Silver Learning Center. They got some free tutoring.
Right, so they have a lot of gift certificates from places like Dockside Restaurant, Crine Tavern, Buffalo Wild Wings, Cheesecake Factory, Clinton Bagel Company, Clinton Fudge Company, Hunterton Hills Playhouse, Home Depot, the Grand Colonial. So a lot of, like, great meals and things like that. But then other things they have are there's a Flemington Furs gift basket, a Museum Pass gift basket, sports collectibles. They have arts, crafts, and jewelry from local artists, a 40-inch plus smart TV, children's Amazon Fire, a lot of other collectibles. So it's too much to mention. So if you go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, right on the home page, we have right at the top, there's a big picture that says Tricky Tray. Just click on that, and all the information that you need to know will be on there. So let me just stress once again, it is this Saturday, October 8th.
And the drawings begin at 2:30, and you do need to be present to win.
You do need to be present, Jennifer says.
Yes.
Let your presence be their present.
That's right. So I'm not going to be here, but they're going to be setting up tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm not going to be here either, and I'm kind of bummed because I kind of would have liked to have done this. But
yeah. But they'll be setting
spread
up
the word
tomorrow.
As best I could.
So I'd like to see.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So we'll be able to see and things. And so thank you to all the local merchants who donated things. And also to Holly Anatone's son, who I believe got a signed hockey puck. He really, like, went out there to get some big stuff.
Yeah, Holly Anatone was the main thrust. She's the president of the Friends?
No, she's not. She's
not anymore?
No. And Helen Brown and Marianne Soldavian, and I'm pretty sure some other people went out around. But I know Marianne and Helen, nobody could say no to Helen. So they went around collecting and soliciting. So thank you to all.
Yes, it's going to be a great mm-hmm. event. And this is a fundraising event for the Friends of the Hunter County Library. And all the money raised goes to the Hunter County Library and its branches to promote services and programs, etc. They help us immensely. The book sale, of course, is their other big fundraiser of the year that they have every April/May.
So, as I was here a little bit early today, I know, shocking, Amy from the chamber came in and said, you know, our book group, we need a new book to read. And I said, well, have you ever seen our book group kits? And she said, why, no. So I thought we'd talk about our book group kits for a little bit.
Let's do it. And then we need to finish up with the gingerbread competition.
All right, I'll talk
fast. We have three entries, by the way.
Excellent. Oh, I did see the one family, mother-daughter, who enter every year have entered again.
Good.
They did a Cinderella carriage last year. It was really nice.
Very nice. Okay, book groups. Amy.
Book group kit.
Go ahead.
So you go to our website, hclibrary.us. On the right-hand side, we have six fading gold bars. The fourth one down says Reader Services, and you click on it. And you come to another list, and it says book group kits, fourth thing down. Click on that. And it has an entire list. It has all these pictures of covers of books. And if you hover over them, you'll get a short synopsis of this book. If you click on it, it will take you to a list of discussion questions, which are also contained in the kit. And what is contained in the kit, you ask?
Yeah, you asked.
You didn't ask.
I asked with my mind.
Okay. I want to know what else you're doing with your mind.
You don't want to know.
No. There could be 8 to 12 books in a kit, some discussion questions, and only one person has to check these out. And then you go to your book.
That's a great idea.
You check them out for 8 weeks. You hand them out to your book group. They read them. They bring them back. You bring them back to the library.
It's a great idea.
And it's done.
I love it. I love this idea.
Do you?
I do.
I stole it from the Bernards Township Library.
No, nothing wrong with that.
I will admit. You can click here, and there's a printable list of book group kits. The new ones are in red. You can click here to see the new editions. We had gotten a couple of pretty large memorial donations in the last year or so, and one of them came from a woman who was in the North County book group. So we've added a lot of books. They're not on here yet. They're not processed.
How long do you have to keep the books out?
8 weeks.
8 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You can click here to see which kits are available, and a graph comes up, and it shows you all the way through July 2017, and it'll show you where different kits are blocked out. So if you're for planning purposes, you'll know you cannot read The Beloved from January through March because somebody else has it already.
That's good.
And then click here to reserve a kit. You can click there and fill out a form. You can also call the reference department, 788-1434, to do it, just to make sure that you're not disappointed and the kit that you want hasn't been reserved while you filled out the form. And you can also come into the library, and if the kit is available, we'll check and make sure it's not going to be checked out anytime soon. And you can pick it up off the shelf.
And take it home right then.
Right then and there. And some of the new books that have been added are Big Little Lies by Leanne Moriarty, The Boys in the Boat by Daniel James Brown, The Ghost Story, The Girl on the Train, Isaac Storm, A Man Called Ove.
Are you going to see that movie, The Girl on the Train? Didn't they just make that into a movie?
I am. I always have this tradition. I see a birthday movie. Like, I pick the movie. I don't care if my husband wants to see it or not. I'm going.
Okay. What movie?
I haven't picked one yet. I was thinking about The Girl on the Train, but I didn't love the book. The only thing that I really took away from it was...
I want to see The Magnificent Seven.
Gin and Tonics in a Can are a really awesome idea. I'm not sure about seeing that.
What are you talking about?
From The Girl on a Train.
No.
I'm not sure about it. It looks kind of corny.
Magnificent Seven?
Yeah.
Kiko said it was very good.
Did he?
Yes.
Okay. Because the previews, I'm like, eh. And it's like a remake of The Seven Samurai.
Yes.
So this is a remake of a remake. And I'm just not sure.
Okay.
I don't know. So
you
do see
what you want, Jennifer.
I'm with My Beloved World by Sonia Sotomayor, The Nightingale by Kristen Hanna that they'll be discussing.
Awesome.
Orange is the New Black, and What Was Mine by Helen Klein Ross.
So I think today's show is a great example of how the library has changed in the community, where you just don't go to the library to borrow books anymore, Jennifer. And we didn't mention, we only mentioned a small fraction of services and programs we offer. And there's so much more. The exhibits, the tricky tray, the book club kits, everything. I mean, there's so much more. It's not just going to the library like you did when you were a kid, checking out a book and walking out.
That's right.
That's the least of what we do now.
And we've started to partner with a lot of community groups.
Including?
First and foremost, the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes. And we have with them the gingerbread competition. Entries are now being accepted for our annual gingerbread competition at the Hunterdon County Library, sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. To get an entry form, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, there'll be a link to click to get to the registration form, or you can just stop by the library and pick up an entry form. Everything you need to know is on that entry form, including recipes for construction-grade gingerbread and royal icing. So you have two choices of categories. You can either make a Hunterdon County scene or building, or a storybook or novel scene or building or edifice or whatever. So we've had great creative ideas all the years we've done this. And there's several categories that you can enter. Kids only has their own category. Students have their own category. Adult individuals, there's a family group. Great family project. Quality time, Jennifer. Childhood slips like sand through a sieve. I've just quoted a movie.
What?
Childhood slips like sand through a sieve. And all too soon they've up and grown, and then they've flown. And it's too late for you to give.
Peter Pan.
Mary Poppins.
That was my second guess.
It's the central theme. And what a great theme for a movie. Why, and going off on a tangent again, Jennifer, why Mary Poppins is probably the number one movie of all time. For the central theme, parents spend time with your children before they grow up.
Audrey Hepburn, that's who I want to have at my dinner party.
Audrey Hepburn. Why?
Because I love Audrey Hepburn.
Okay, that's good. All right, so Audrey Hepburn is your third.
And oddly enough, they're all women.
It's not odd. All mine were
for
men.
For me, it is.
This is kind of creepy with the whole men thing, Jennifer. I don't know what don't look at me like that. Okay, what was I saying? Oh, so Mary Poppins is the top movie of all time. If you haven't seen it and you have young kids, you better see it, because the central message is, you know, spend time with your kids. Time goes fast.
Mary Poppins was also a book by P.L. Travers, so create a scene for Mary Poppins. Do the chimneys, the London chimneys.
Ah, very good,
the Jennifer. London roof scenes.
Exactly. And bringing it right back to the gingerbread competition. So drop off your entry forms or mail them into the library. The entry deadline, Jennifer, is Friday, November 18th. So you have plenty of time, but don't procrastinate. We're already getting entries in now.
And we'll, of course, keep taking them forever.
Yes. And then everybody who enters will have a welcome reception for all the people who enter with refreshments. And then we'll have awards. There'll be prizes. For first place in each category, valuable prizes. I can't give you exact numbers right now.
Because
the chamber is very generous.
Not 20 minutes beforehand, and the president hasn't gone
yes.
shopping yet.
So definitely look that up. But like I said, everything we talk about is on our webpage, www.hclibrary.us.
Well, thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can go, stop in, or come in. Library is always there for you. And before we go, I want to remind everybody that we're going to have local author Patty Kerr next week in the studio to talk about her books.
With the 48-year-old Jennifer Wimberry. Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Time is running out.
That's Florida Governor Rick Scott, who says people are running out of time to get out of the way of Hurricane Matthew.
This is clearly going to either have a direct hit or come right along our coast, and we're going to have hurricane force winds. There are no excuses. You need to leave.
Coastal residents of South Carolina also pouring inland at the order of the governor, Nikki Haley, while in North Carolina, Governor Pat McCrory says
there are no plans of evacuation, but we're in constant contact with our county officials down in the coastal areas and making determinations as we see more of the models be predicted.
Officials in the Caribbean saying Hurricane Matthew has killed at least 15 people there so far. Victims reported in Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and St. Vincent. The UN says in Haiti, tens of thousands have also been displaced.